Esta es la lección 30 de Pimsleur, Inglés 3.
Listen to this conversation.
Well, Nancy, is everything ready for our meeting?
Yes, it is. Oh, a woman called about half an hour ago. She said her name is Anna, and she'd like you to call her back.
That's my sister. Her daughter is coming to visit next month.
Oh, really?
Yes, she just graduated from college, and she'd like to spend a few weeks in New York.
Listen again.
Well, Nancy, is everything ready for our meeting?
Yes, it is. Oh, a woman called about half an hour ago. She said her name is Anna, and she'd like you to call her back.
That's my sister. Her daughter is coming to visit next month.
Oh, really?
Yes, she just graduated from college, and she'd like to spend a few weeks in New York.
You're speaking with a colleague.
Usando.
What?
Pregúntele. ¿Cuál es la fecha de hoy?
What's today's date? What's today's date?
Now ask.
¿Está todo listo?
Is everything ready? Is everything ready?
¿Está todo listo para la conferencia?
Is everything ready for the conference?
Your colleague answers.
Creo que sí.
I think so.
Usted no la oyó. Diga, perdón, y pregúntele qué dijo.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
She says,
dije,
I said,
dije que creo que todo está listo.
I said that I think everything is ready. I said I think that everything's ready.
Reservé los cuartos.
I reserved the rooms.
Y tengo mis apuntes.
And I have my notes.
El lunes por la mañana todo estará listo.
Monday morning, everything will be ready.
Try to ask.
¿Estará nuestra nueva cliente allí?
Will our new client be there?
She answers.
Linda Johnson? No. Desgraciadamente.
Linda Johnson? No, unfortunately.
Estará en Texas la semana próxima.
She'll be in Texas next week.
Say,
qué lástima.
That's too bad.
Try to ask.
¿Debemos cambiar la fecha?
Should we change the date? Should we change the date of the conference?
She says,
es demasiado tarde para cambiarla ahora.
It's too late to change it now.
Try to say,
entonces, quizá podamos hacer una llamada de conferencia.
Then maybe we can have a conference call.
She says,
perdón, ¿qué dijo?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Tell her,
dije que quizá podamos hacer una llamada de conferencia.
I said that maybe we can have a conference call.
Pocos minutos más tarde, usted regresa a su despacho. Su colega sabe que usted tiene una reunión importante más tarde.
Listen.
Good luck.
Ask what that means.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Ask.
¿Qué quiere decir?
Good luck.
What does good luck mean? What does good luck mean?
Good luck means buena suerte.
How does she say?
Buena suerte.
Good luck. Luck. Good luck.
Dele las gracias.
Thank you.
Now you and a friend are going to have dinner together. She can't find her car keys. She asks,
¿Ha visto mis llaves del coche?
Have you seen my car keys? Car keys.
Ask,
¿Qué dijo?
What did you say?
Do you remember how to say,
Hacer una pregunta.
Ask a question. To ask a question. Ask.
Now try to say.
Le hice una pregunta.
I asked you a question. Asked. I asked. I asked you. I asked you a question.
Le pregunté, le se sobreentiende.
I asked. I asked.
Si ha visto mis llaves del coche.
If you have seen my car keys.
Le pregunté si ha visto mis llaves del coche.
I asked if you've seen my car keys.
Usted las encuentra y se las da a ella. ¿Qué le dice?
Here they are. Here are your keys.
Junta sus cosas. ¿Cómo le pregunta a su amiga si tiene todo?
Do you have everything?
Le falta a usted dinero en efectivo. Pregunte, ¿hay un cajero automático cerca?
Is there an ATM nearby?
She says,
Sí, hay uno justo a la vuelta de la esquina.
Yes, there's one just around the corner.
Una vez ahí, su tarjeta para cajero automático no funciona. Pregunte, ¿cuál es la fecha de hoy?
What's today's date? What's today's date?
Su tarjeta se venció. Trate de decir, oh no, mi nueva tarjeta para el cajero automático está en casa.
Oh no, my new ATM card is at home.
Ella no lo oyó. Diga, dije, mi nueva tarjeta para el cajero automático está en casa.
I said, my new ATM card is at home.
Durante la cena, usted dice, Me gustaría hacerle una pregunta.
I'd like to ask you a question. I'd like to ask you a question.
Me gustaría preguntarle algo.
I'd like to ask you something.
Es muy caro.
Is it very expensive?
Estudiar en Estados Unidos.
To study in the United States? Is it very expensive to study in the United States?
¿Cómo contesta ella que sí?
Yes, it is.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Say.
Porque a mi sobrina le gustaría estudiar aquí.
Because my niece would like to study here.
Le gustaría pasar un año.
She'd like to spend a year. She'd like to spend a year.
En Estados Unidos.
In the United States.
Now you have to leave. Your friend has an important meeting the next day.
Usted ha olvidado cómo se dice buena suerte en inglés. Pregunte, ¿cómo se dice en inglés buena suerte?
How do you say in English buena suerte? How do you say in English buena suerte?
She answers,
se dice
good luck.
You say good luck. You say good luck.
Say,
así es, buena suerte.
That's right, good luck.
Ahora, usted visita a una conocida y ella le muestra su condominio nuevo. Condominio.
Listen and repeat.
Condominium. E-um. Min-e-um. Condominium. Condominium.
Say.
Condominio.
Condominium. Condo.
Condominium.
A menudo se abrevia como
condo.
Por ahora, use esta abreviatura. Intente decir, me gusta su condominio.
I like your condo. I like your condo.
¿Cómo le da las gracias por el cumplido?
Thank you. Thanks.
He aquí la palabra para cocina.
Listen and repeat.
Kitchen. Kitchen. Kitchen.
Say.
Cocina.
Kitchen.
She says,
la cocina es bastante pequeña.
The kitchen's pretty small.
Refiriéndose a un jardín con pasto, dice, pero hay un bello jardín atrás.
But there's a nice yard in the back. A nice yard.
Tell her again,
Me gusta mucho su condominio.
I like your condo very much.
How does she ask if you would like something to drink?
Would you like something to drink?
Ask her what she said.
What did you say? I'm sorry, what did you say?
She says,
Pregunté.
I asked.
Pregunté si le gustaría tomar algo.
I asked if you'd like something to drink. I asked if you'd like something to drink.
Hay café en la cocina.
There's coffee in the kitchen. In the kitchen. There's some coffee in the kitchen.
Now she asks,
¿Tiene hambre?
Are you hungry? Are you hungry?
Usted no tiene hambre, pero tiene sed. Tengo sed.
Listen and repeat.
I'm thirsty. 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 I'm thirsty.
No tengo hambre.
I'm not hungry.
Pero tengo sed.
But I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty.
Your friend says,
Entonces, vamos a la cocina. Literalmente, entonces vayamos a la cocina.
Then let's go to the kitchen. Let's go to the kitchen.
Podemos tomar un café.
We can have some coffee. We can have some coffee.
Try to say,
Or si tiene sed.
Or if you're thirsty. If you're thirsty.
She asks,
¿Prefiere tomar una Coca-Cola? Diga,
A Coke.
Would you rather have a Coke? Would you rather have a Coke?
Say,
Gracias, me gustaría una Coca-Cola.
Thanks, I'd like a Coke.
She asks,
¿Le gustaría sentarse afuera?
Would you like to sit outside?
Say,
No, hace demasiado frío para sentarse afuera.
No, it's too cold to sit outside. It's too cold to sit outside.
Try to say,
Quedémonos aquí en la cocina.
Let's stay here in the kitchen. Let's stay here.
She says,
De acuerdo. Voy por su Coca-Cola.
Okay, I'll get your Coke.
Lo hace. Intente decir, gracias, tenía mucha sed.
Thanks, I was very thirsty. Was. I was. I was very thirsty.
A few minutes later, she says,
Me gustaría preguntarle algo.
I'd like to ask you something.
Es muy difícil.
Is it very difficult?
Encontrar trabajo en México?
To find a job in Mexico? Is it very difficult to find a job in Mexico?
Say,
Esa es una buena pregunta.
That's a good question.
Ahora es difícil.
Now it's difficult. Right now it's difficult.
¿Por qué?
Why? Why do you ask?
She says,
A mi sobrina le gustaría pasar el verano allí.
My niece would like to spend the summer there. My niece would like to spend the summer there.
Habla español bastante bien.
She speaks Spanish pretty well.
¿Y le gustaría pasar el verano en México?
And she'd like to spend the summer in Mexico.
Usted sugiere, pues, si no puede encontrar trabajo...
Well, if she can't find a job...
Entonces quizá pueda quedarse.
Then maybe she can stay.
Con mi esposa y conmigo.
Listen and repeat.
With my wife and me. Me. With my wife and me.
Say,
puede quedarse con mi esposa y conmigo.
She can stay with my wife and me.
Acabamos de comprar un condominio nuevo.
We just bought a new condo. A new condo.
Se puede quedar con nosotros.
She can stay with us.
Con mi esposa y conmigo.
With my wife and me.
That's very nice of you.
That means...
Eso es muy amable de usted. Ahora, usted tiene que irse a una reunión importante. ¿Cómo le desea a ella buena suerte?
Good luck. Good luck.
Now suppose that your name is Daniel. You arrive at your friend Mary's place. Answer when she speaks to you. Answer her.
Hi, Daniel. Come in.
Hi, Mary.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. Fine, thanks. And you?
Not bad. Would you like something to drink? A Coke? A beer?
Say that you're really thirsty.
I'm really thirsty.
Say that you'd like a beer if she has one.
I'd like a beer if you have one.
Of course. It's hot today. I'll have a beer too.
You go into the kitchen together. She gets you both a beer. Listen.
Let's sit here in the kitchen, if you don't mind.
You know her brother, too. Ask her how he is.
How's your brother?
Ask what he's doing now.
What's he doing now?
He's an engineer and he lives in San Francisco with his girlfriend. He really likes California. And your family?
Say that your sister is a doctor.
My sister is a doctor. My sister is a doctor.
Say that she lives in New York.
She lives in New York.
Say that she has two children, a boy and a girl.
She has two children, a boy and a girl.
Now tell your friend that you'd like to ask her something.
I'd like to ask you something.
Of course. What is it?
Ask if it is very difficult to find an apartment in New York.
Is it very difficult to find an apartment in New York?
It can be difficult. Why?
Say that your nephew is studying English.
My nephew is studying English.
Say that he'd like to spend the summer here.
He'd like to spend the summer here.
Say that it's too expensive to stay in a hotel.
It's too expensive to stay in a hotel.
You know, this summer I'd like to go to Mexico. Maybe your nephew can use my condo and I can stay at his place.
Say that that's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
Now tell your friend that you're sorry, but you have to leave now.
I'm sorry, but I have to leave now.
Say that you have an important meeting tonight.
I have an important meeting tonight.
Say that you're not ready yet.
I'm not ready yet. I have an important meeting tonight, and I'm not ready yet.
Listen to what she says when you leave. Listen.
Goodbye and good luck.
Y adiós y buena suerte a usted también. Este es el final de la lección 30 y el final de inglés 3. Las lecciones de lectura de este curso siguen ahora. Por favor, continúe con ellas si todavía no lo ha hecho. Esperamos que haya gozado aprender inglés y que continúe practicando su nuevo idioma con éxito y placer. Esta ha sido una presentación de Simon & Schuster Audio.